Hello, I'm Dashiell, and you're listening to Case Number 17, a fictional murder mystery podcast. I hope you enjoy today's story. A dark staircase leading to the basement surrounds Felix's vision, focusing on the staircase and only the staircase. The world seemed as if it were spinning. Felix's hair stood on end, and his teeth ground together to make an awful sound. He stepped down the first step of the staircase and fell. A creaky door opened to reveal a pigsty of a house. Mr. Ruthbert, along with his apprentice, Galonia Darwale, made their way through the narrow passage. Mr. Ruthbert was escorted to the basement staircase by Felix's wife, Bella Chat. Her gown was drenched in tears. She had been weeping for hours. A long string hung around Mr. Ruthbert's neck, and attached to the end was a beautiful silver camera. Calonia searched the staircase for any clues and marked the floor. "May I ask you, Miss Chat?" Calonia said, cocking her head. "What made you assume this wasn't just..." Belle interrupted her.
"An accident?"
"Precisely," Mr. Ruthbert replied, getting himself involved in the conversation.
I just know."
Mr. Ruthbert and Calonia looked at each other.
"What is it?" Bella asked.
Calonia carefully picked up a piece of glass found on the floor with her gloves.
"From a wine glass," Calonia said.
"He fell on accident."
"It was an accident.
And you just need to accept the truth.
Nobody murdered your husband."
"Well, our time here is done," Mr. Ruthbert said with a loud sigh, echoing the staircase from wall to wall. Bella held up a cloth to her face and started to cry. Just as Mr. Ruthbert and Calonia were about to leave out the door, Bella walked up to them.
"Please,"
she cried, and begged them to stay. Mr. Ruthbert and Calonia agreed they would stay and look further into the investigation. Bella stared longingly into the broken wine glass. It was put into a small plastic bag and placed on her desk, where she saw a small drop of blood. She looked to Mr. Ruthbert and Calonia as if she were about to say something about it, but decided to keep the matter to herself. Calonia turned to the desk to place another piece of evidence, another part of a glass covered by a large freezer bag. The drop of blood was taunting Bella. The thought of someone violently killing her husband was drifting through her mind. She stared at the wall, her eyes lost and drowning in thoughts. "How are you feeling, Bella?" Mr. Ruthbert asked curiously while holding another piece of evidence with shiny tweezers.
"Huh?"
she asked. "How are you feeling, Bella?" Mr. Ruthbert repeated.
"Never felt better,"
Bella said with a large grin plastered onto her face. Galonia suggested that Bella would not have to watch them solve the mystery of her husband, but Bella insisted she stay. She felt her life would be so lonely now.
"I mean, now what do I do?" Bella asked seriously.
"Look, we're not your therapists," Mr. Ruthbert rudely said. He was the kind of man who liked to get things done without distractions. He had once lost his husband to a murder. He preferred not to think about the incident. Occasionally, Calonia would walk into his office on him, crying to himself. Then he would straighten up and grin politely. Though Calonia knew he was faking his bright smile, she would often grin back at him. Calonia put down her tweezers and took off her gloves. She sat next to Bella in an attempt to comfort her.
I don't know how you feel, but..."
Calonia started saying. She stopped as soon as Bella started to cry. Just at that point, one small tear fell off of Mr. Ruthbert's face. He quickly wiped it away. "Well, let's not waste our time here," Mr. Ruthbert said sternly. Catalonia nodded her head and pulled her cold rubber gloves off her hands. Bella continued sobbing.
"Please," Mr. Ruthbert shouted. "Get her out of here."
Calonia escorted Bella to her bedroom while mumbling words Mr. Ruthbert couldn't hear. Mr. Ruthbert sighed and started towards the door. From upstairs, Bella and Calonia could hear a slam.
"Oh dear," Calonia said, sighing.
She left the room where Bella lay on the bed silently. Calonia's tall lace-up boots made a loud clanging sound as she made her way down the stairs. Mr. Ruthbert pulled a cigar from his back pocket and lit it. His hands were shaking, so it took him a few tries before it was fully lit. He turned around to meet Catalonia patiently waiting on the outside of the door. "How long have you been standing there?" murmured Mr. Ruthbert with a cigar in his mouth. "Just got here," Catalonia replied. The air was dense and cold. Mr. Ruthbert pulled his trench coat over his waist. Catalonia rubbed his back gently. Mr. Ruthbert started to say, "I don't know what killed my husband." Gruff. Gruff was a peaceful man, but he fought for what was right. He would do anything to create a change for the better. Before Gruff and Mr. Ruthbert were married, he had spent years trying to make change for the legal marriage goals. He succeeded at the task, but soon after was murdered for the change he had made. The law stayed legal, but Mr. Ruthbert was never the same without him. "I'm truly sorry about him," Catalonia said. Mr. Ruthbert pulled a part of his coat over his face and started sobbing into it. Catalonia did her best to comfort him with hugs, but nothing seemed to calm him down. "We have to solve this case." Mr. Ruthbert got it in his head that this may just as well be the exact same person who meaninglessly murdered his husband, which led him to being more on task for the case. Mr. Ruthbert and Catalonia stepped back into the house and marched upstairs. Mr. Ruthbert opened the doors to Bella. She was laying flat on her bed. She had a large, suspicious smile on her face. The smile did not appear to Mr. Ruthbert as a suspicious sign. Instead, as a, "It's so hilarious that my husband died," and an, "Oh, my life is falling apart," kind of a sign. He considered it as the second state of death, though the first one is sorrow. Mr. Ruthbert and Catalonia both assured that they would catch the person who did this to her husband and severely punish them. Then they made their way back downstairs and towards the crime scene. As soon as they got downstairs, Catalonia tapped Mr. Ruthbert on the shoulder and pointed to a small drop of blood on the wooden desk. Mr. Ruthbert didn't notice it at first, but when Catalonia pointed to it again, it stood out to him, and he felt just like Felix in the staircase. All he could focus on now was the small drop of blood lying so perfectly on the desk. It felt so familiar to Mr. Ruthbert, but he couldn't quite remember why. He stood there for a few moments, focusing on the blood. He seemed frozen in time. "You all right?" Catalonia asked him. Yeah, Mr. Ruthbert replied. That night, Mr. Ruthbert lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. The blood seemed to be taunting him. It was so familiar to him, yet so distant. The night was long, but eventually Mr. Ruthbert found peace and fell asleep. The next morning, he woke up to Catalonia hovering over him. He couldn't tell who it was, so he reached for his old rusty glasses on his nightstand. "Did you hear?" Catalonia asked him. "What?" Mr. Ruthbert replied. "How would I know if I just woke up?" "It's about Bella," Catalonia said.
"Bella who?"
Mr. Ruthbert asked.
"Bella! Bella Chat!"
"Oh, right," Mr. Ruthbert confirmed.
She's died,"
Catalonia said. Mr. Ruthbert's eyes looked as if they were about to pop out of his head. It was so unbelievable to him. He thought he was in a dream. "The cops say it was a suicide," Catalonia said.
I don't think so,"
Mr. Ruthbert replied. His expressions were showing skepticism, but he was really just heartbroken. He knew that's what he would have done if Catalonia didn't help him through his husband's murder. "That drop of blood," Mr. Ruthbert said as he tumbled out of his bed, "that drop of blood we saw, it wasn't real."
"What?"
Catalonia asked, cocking her head. Mr. Ruthbert and Catalonia went back to Bella's house, where they met many police officers and had to almost shove themselves through the crowd to get to the crime scene.
"It must have been staged," Catalonia said.
"A staged murder? Interesting," Mr. Ruthbert said. Mr. Ruthbert went over to the desk. He was brave enough to take a sample of the blood, meaning a taste. "Tastes so sweet. with not even a trace of bitter metal taste.
Chocolate, Mr. Ruthbert confirmed.
Calonia looked at him with surprise. It was either a surprise due to Mr. Ruthbert's bravery or the shock of getting closer to solving the case.
She must have pushed him,
Calonia briefly and quietly told Mr. Ruthbert. It was getting late. By now, all the police officers had left the building. While Mr. Ruthbert and Calonia were still inside figuring out why or how someone might fake a murder. Just then, Bella came down the stairs. She must have been eavesdropping on their conversation.
What's going on down here?
She said, though she knew exactly what was happening. We're just having a little... Mr. Ruthbert's voice became softer at the end of his sentence. Calonia's eyes widened as Bella stepped closer.
You're dead, Mr. Ruthbert exclaimed.
Oh, so you thought, Bella replied.
Calonia and Mr. Ruthbert focused their attention on Bella's left hand, where they found a kitchen knife.
Bella, Calonia said, we're not going to turn you in.
Bella was stepping closer to them.
Charlie, my boy, she said.
Mr. Ruthbert was confused. Bella walked closer to them and rubbed her hand over his face, pinching his cheeks in a tearful fashion.
You're confused, Calonia said.
No.
I think I'm rather,
Bella paused,
accurate.
Mr. Ruthbert grabbed the knife out of her hand and stabbed her straight through the chest.
It just had to be done,
he said to Calonia. Calonia gasped. I'm truly sorry, he replied to her gasp.
Who's Charlie?
Calonia asked, breathing heavily.
I have no idea,
Mr. Ruthbert replied, though he knew very well.
Thank you for listening to Case Number 17, a fictional murder mystery podcast. Hope you enjoyed.